En verzoek bewustzijn even te zeigen. Bewustzijn wie object van zeigen. Inmiddels zijn er ongeveer 500 van. Deze was heute Abend. Ik zie dat ze zijn in dezelfde tijd entstanden. Zoals deze teksten. Maar er is geen verhältnis van illustratie tussen. I am not the neck the farmer chops to toss aside the head and let its body run as if escaping death, though spouting blood. I am not the brain that knits a world by chance of gain or loss and fakes a narrative to comfort pain when pleasure fails. I am not the memory lost of darkness before birth, as dark as death, that makes each night a deeper darkness yet. I am not the nest of wasps burning in the farmer's torch, nor am I its dazed folk seeking who to sting within the smoke. I am not the foot that slips, twisting on a crooked root, that throws a body to the earth, continuing a fall begun at birth. I am not the light my eye beneath its resting lid receives in deepest night, when sunrise in a sky of dreams deceives. I am not the tongue that halts when thinking starts to change to speech and turns the flock of words back to the lungs. I am not the accident that breaks what experimenting makes and kicks the building back to blocks, scattered so the playing stops. I am not the tangled lines I've drawn in echo of the thoughts I'd thought, making detours of the streets I walk that lead me back to dreams at dawn. I have no time to think and need none, as nothing thinks of me. I am a shoe without a foot, a heft without a blade, a name on doors that can't be opened. I contain no mysteries or shadows in reference, no grass hissing in wind that seems to speak, or chill hung with mist that hides a missing sun. My face articulates a sign that hormones send, not I. My shape suggests no stories, and the sun sets without a meaning, and its rise is one movement among so many others. My value is a price, and bed is my utopia, where both height and depth are horizontal. Consciousness is not a mirror, whether broken, folded, or intact. It is not mind thinking of itself, or a stairway between personalities, or an interface for things and nerves. Consciousness is not a bubble rising, nor a set of sensual response, useful somehow as a self-deception. Consciousness is like nothing, not even self as object of a thought, and must be doubtful. So if asked, what are you, hides in absence. I have a page of snoption. In the nest of neurons woven in my head, there lies an egg. And when I'm dying, it will break and shed the pieces of its shell. so I'll forget the things I've known so well, and take flight, even in a sky of lead. Ideas in the brain's matter do not sprout as seedlings, do not flower or ripen into fruit, for earth is required. Among the rose's roots I dig for grubs, as plump and soft as baby's thumbs, with button heads and teeth like scythes. I squash them on a rock with sticks. I pick red beetles off the leaves they chew, and as their barbed legs reach to grasp, I flick them into kerosene and watch as they roll belly up, gesticulate, and sink. Carrying a bird, the cat runs past and creeps beneath the porch. I hear wings briefly smack the earth as a late sun casts the fence in silhouette. Across the lawn, a robin hops about, still hunting worms. She picks one up to toss, catches sight of me, and stops, cocks her head, and takes a better look. Desire may wake me in a shock as a fossil deep beneath the earth, with memories stirring as I push elbows and feet against the rock. Pressed flat and dry, I'm made of minerals, yet still ambivalent, as being seen, my form implies the fantasy of what my living was. Chipped and scraped, I shall be found, displayed beneath museum glass, but my single and constant wish is to be laid living on a living breast. The human being can't trust a mind that grinds its past to random dust, but consciousness still finds as fruit what science has eaten to the root. Lock your door against a thief and test each stranger's honesty. Know who to greet along the street, and who to pass as if not seen. If needing meat to keep the family fed, close your heart and grab a beast and cut its throat or knock its head, but show human kindness at the feast. Know what a turning wind can bring, how boats are driven to the shore, and where about the roof leaks spring when rain comes slanting from the north. What is this sleeping and dreaming of something missing? Perhaps a wallet left on a cafe counter, or a book on a park bench, or a house key in the door that by retracing steps might still be found before it's gone. Give fragments of yourself away. Don't question motives of the heart. Go when invited, and be quick to learn, rejecting promises of other lives to live, as there are none. You live your own, though history tells us otherwise, of being cut or stretched to size, wedded by a happenstance, then bedded, left behind and pregnant, used, forgotten, and what's worse, maligned as non-existent, lost in space, melodic in a time of dissonance, buried, rotting, and then resurrected, as dying is impossible. So, tend the power meaning gives, the catalyst of will to change. Let silences become your words, and by their accidents reveal the roaring source of subtle minds. Life is nothing like a stagnant pond, nor is it like children playing hide and seek, nor is it this face I'm trying to see, though without these bones and skin, where would life be? The human face is hard to recognize. Help me, children, help me. Life brings sight and leaves us blind. It sends us gifts we cannot find. It shines in greeting as we arrive, but while we live, it slowly dies. The human face is hard to recognize. Help me, children, help me. Let's think about the sense of things. About time we did that, I guess. Let's think about the sense of things, the deeper origins of speech, what nervous minds can't tolerate, like drafts around an open door. For reassurance, think of this, the three dimensions of a toad flattened out upon the road. And if an effect is not yet felt, activate the hand you see, connect it to your own intent, and try to catch a passing thought. Meanwhile, in the dark of night, stars flail about like burning birds. Yet none of these gives help to justify our failing words. Consciousness comes and goes as it pleases. For example, it walks with me in the garden. But when I go to bed and sleep, it departs and like a thief takes all I have and me as well. Distinctions between things collapse and then recur at once. As I am myself and something else. One wave in two dividing, or two waves colliding. I go nowhere, still come, and yet once was. I am the wish, a pebble tossed in quiet water, unease making ripples as disorder turns to order. I am the form, the articulation catching process, giving shape to place and objects. I am the end, the place where thinking bends to find a path where nothing is. We possess only expectations, the tricks we use avoiding sorrow, and memories of how they fail us. What happens is too fast to follow. All we really want are tools, as knowing only strengthens fears. Being is seeking forms, like water does a mist, a riverbed, or tears. Dig the garden in the spring. Stamp a spade into the earth. Make a crunch like biting toast. And lift out each clod intact, two sides smooth, two rough, to lay them overlapping in a row along the trench's upper lip. If halves of earthworms jerk about, have no concern. Each heals. So one makes two. Like willow twigs in earth grow back to trees. And potatoes, cut between the eyes, regenerate the fields we till. So life propagates through parts, and change renews the oldest arts. Our world is built from the remainder of a billion skies, and its beauty, as has been noted by many different eyes and minds, is too private, too frequent, and too unrepeatable for use in anything but verse. the universe, as some of us do teach, is empty of all mind besides our own, and filled with clouds of dust and burning gas, pocked here and there by holes that suck. In other words, we struggle to survive within a vacuum cleaner's paradise. Human nature is an awful place, forgotten at the end of space. I watch the world flow to the horizon and reappear behind me in endless confinement. I stand on the shore in front of the ocean's wide smile, its two pointed corners, its 10,000 tongues. I turn for home on a road so narrow, its sides join in one line, as the whole world joins in one sorrow. I am not the house of many rooms, and not its door, nor would I have the will to open it, and I am not the space it fills, or place it stands, and cannot understand its origin, yet I am its inhabitant. With a peg pushed into earth and a string stretched, I am planting rose bushes in circles of an always smaller diameter. Later, in the central space, I shall place a fountain and a pool where birds can drink and bathe, and there I shall wait for you until the sun sets and darkness settles, until even the stars fall one by one, and the galaxies have all been twisted down into their central black holes. There I will still be waiting for you. That was it, folks.